You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God commands us to honor and obey our parents. Learn more in week 5 of 10.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat. Before we proceed with the word, we just want to take this opportunity to really celebrate one of the most special moments in our days, okay? Dahil ngayon, sineselebrate po natin ang ano? Okay, Father's Day. Okay, so gusto ko pong patayuin o tawagin po ang lahat ng mga tatay na nandito sa lugar na to. Kung kayo po ay tatay, daddy, papa, maaari po ba kayong tumayo? Okay, regardless kung ilang taon po kayo, maaring matagal na kayong tatay o nagsimula pa lang. Okay, come on, please stand. Please remain standing. We just want to honor you and thank you for your life. We want to thank God for your life. We want to thank God for your leadership. Okay, for your sacrifices, for really leading the family. And gusto ko pong sabihin sa bawat isa sa atin na pinili po tayo ng Panginoon, pinili po kayo ng Panginoon na maging hari ng tahanan o maging leader ng tahanan, okay? Alam po natin na hindi ganun kadali yon, pero naniniwala po ako na God will give us the grace, God will give you the grace to be a father and to lead your family. So with that, we want to praise you, we want to honor you and encourage you not to stop and give up on leading and taking care of your family. Because the grace of God is there. Amen? Once again, give them a round of applause and just say thank you. Palapakan lang natin. Okay, alam mo po mga tatay, no, hindi po natin sila kinakantahan katulad ng mga Mother's Day. Ano? Kasi parang hindi tayo ganon or hindi ganon ang ating mga tatay. Pero again, from the bottom of our hearts, on behalf of your spouse, okay, children, we want to honor you and thank you for being a father to them. Okay, we want to pray for you right now. Can we stretch out our hands to these fathers that we have in this church? Okay, as we pray for them, if you are one of their children, okay, please stretch out your hands and pray for them right now. Lord, thank you, God, for these fathers who are here today. God, we know, Lord, that it is your calling, Lord. It is your mandate, Lord, for them to lead, Lord, and to take care of their families. And Lord, today we pray for them that they will be strong and courageous. Lord, I pray that they will not be discouraged. Lord, we pray that you will always be with them, God. Give them the grace to lead. Lord, sometimes they will not be appreciated, Lord. Minsan, Panginoon, busy-busy sila sa pagtatrabaho, Lord, sa pag-provide, Lord, pag-aalaga, pagdidisiplina. But Lord, today we pray that you give so much grace on them. Lord, give them good health, Lord. Bigyan mo sila ng magandang kalusugan, Lord. Nang sa ganon, na lahat ng kanilang mga pinaghihirapan, Lord God, lahat ng kanilang pinagtatrabahoan, Lord God, makita nila, Lord God, yung prutas, resulta ng kanilang mga paghihirap. Panginoon, we even pray today that they will use them, Lord, to lead their families to you. Lord, that they will not just work, they will not just provide, but they will, Lord God, teach their children, Lord God, the family to have fear in you, Lord God. Thank you that they will become the father that you want them to be. Lord, that they will fear you, Lord, that they will serve you, Lord. Not just them, but their house, Lord God, will follow you and serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you that even right now, Lord God, you will give them the wisdom, Lord, not to exasperate their children, but to love them, Lord God, to take care of them, Lord, lead them to you, Lord. We honor them, we bless them today. Thank you for the grace that is available for them, Lord. And right now, we speak health, we speak blessing, Lord God, we speak prosperity and abundance to be upon them, Lord God. We even speak promotion for them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, everybody. But it will say, amen and amen. Once again, palapakan naman nating ating mga tatay. Wow, happy Father's Day po sa inyong lahat muli, no? Kakaiba po ang ginagawa ninyo. By the way, no, for some of you, you're asking, oh, hindi pa po ako tatay, okay? Pero pinag-pray po namin and we're praying that it will happen soon. But right now, we just want to honor you and thank you for what you're doing. Timely po, no? Today, we're going to talk about fifth command, okay? Sino po sa inyo rito, kabisado nyo ang 10 commandments? Wow, okay, konti lang, no? Okay, sino sa inyo rito, familiar naman kayo sa 10 commandments? Okay, sino sa inyo nagpapasalamat kayo, 10 lang ang utas ng Diyos, okay? But anyway, no, hindi lang po 10 yan, ano? 600 plus po yan kung babasahin natin sa Bible. But if you will summarize it, magiging 10 lang. Sino sa inyo rito, naniniwala kayo na by the grace of God, we can fulfill these commands? Alam ko po, sinabi na sa atin ng mga pastors, ng mga nakaraan na nagpipreach sa atin, itong mga utos ng Diyos, hindi ito binigay sa atin para tayo maligtas. Okay? Binigay sa atin ng sa ganon, lalo nating maisip na kailangan natin ng tagapagligtas. Kasi kailangan natin maunawaan ang konteksto ng Ten Commandments. Binigay ito ni Lord sa mga Israelites noong matapos niyang iligtas ang mga Israelites sa slavery sa mga Egyptians. And that's why when God gave this command is out of love. Everybody say love. Okay, ang pinaguhugutan ni Lord ng Ten Commandments ay ang kanyang pagmamahal. Okay, and I know may mga parents po rito. Sino po rito parents? Parents, come on now, raise up your hand. Okay, okay, may mga sinuutos po tayo sa inyong mga anak, sa ating mga anak, na maaring hindi nila gusto, pero bakit nyo ginagawa yon? Dahil Mahal nyo sila. Tama po ba? Yung mga mag-asawa po dito, meron po kayong mga asawa, maaaring mga asawa nyo may health problem. Okay? Dahil may health problem, may umiinom ng gamot, at dahil doon, binabantayan nyo ang kanilang pagkain. Okay? At dahil binabantayan nyo ang kanilang pagkain, maraming mga bawal. Tama po ba? Okay? Sino sa atin dito na-appreciate nyo na pinagbabawalan kayo ng inyong asawa o ng inyong nanay sa mga pagkain na hindi makakabuti sa atin? Come on now. Do you appreciate that? And kaya nila ginagawa yon dahil sila ay nagmamahal sa atin. Isipin mo na lang kung mag-asawa kayo, no, tapos ikaw may diabetes ka. Tapos yung asawa mo, ahan, ano pa gusto mo? Gusto mo ba na matatamis? Sige, ano pa gusto mo? Yung umabot ng 500, yung sugar level mo. Gusto nyo ba yon? Okay, hindi. Pero minsan sa atin nagre-react tayo. Nagagalit tayo. Ano ba yan? Nakapak-KJ mo naman. Diba? Pero ginagawa yon dahil mahal tayo. Okay? And that's the same context. It's the same heart of God for this command. When God gave these commands, He gave it to each and every one of us because He loved us so much. He wanted us to know these commands and apply these commands, not just memorize it, but understand His heart so that we can practically live it out, so that we can apply these laws. And once again, that's what we are discussing today. So right now, nasa panglima na po tayo. At nakita natin na binigay ni Lord ang Ten Commandments kay Moses. After that, pinasa sa mga Israelites, at until now, kinapasa sa atin. But again, the command of God is based on His love for us. That's the essence. That's why, as we talk about this, I don't want you to perceive it and say, nako, ito na naman, pang limang kuman na naman. Eh, yung dalawa nga, hindi ko na masunod-sunod. Lima na ngayon, okay? Paano na lang pag nagsampu? Pero makita natin, the grace of God is there. God gave it to us because He loved us so much. Now, I want us to make a recap. Week 1, we talk about you shall have no other gods. Okay, before me, that's what the Bible says. The second week we talk about, you shall not make an idol or idols or worship them. Okay, na maaaring yan ay physical o maaaring yan design ng heart natin. Sabi ni Lord, wala dapat ang ibang Diyos-Diyosan. Wala nagpapatibok ng puso natin other than God, other than His presence. Okay, wala ang ibigay sa atin ng kaligayahan o ngiti sa ating mga labi more than sa relationship na meron tayo sa Panginoon. Third, we talk about not using the Lord in vain. Okay, I hope naintindihan po natin yon. At nag-iingat na po tayo sa mga sinasabi natin, hindi lang sa pagsalita, pati sa iniisip natin, kasi ang pangalang Diyos o yung pangalan niya ay napakabanal. Hindi dapat natin nilinisrespect o minimisuse, okay? And last week, talk about Sabbath, to keep it holy. Okay, who among you love rest day? Come on now. Na-appreciate ba natin yung preaching last week? Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. And today, we're gonna talk about the fifth commandment, okay? Ano po ang panglimang utos ng Diyos? Honor your father and mother. Okay? So, God Himself is a father and He gave this command so that the Israelites and even us, okay, will enjoy life. Okay? And not just that, to give instruction, not just to the parents, but even to the children, how they will relate to one another. Dahil pag maayos po ang relasyon natin sa ating pamilya, okay? Una, syempre, ang Panginoon at ating mga magulang, ating pamilya, then magiging maayos po ang ating relationship sa ibang tao. I wanna ask everyone to stand and open it to Exodus chapter 20. We'll be reading from verse 1 to 2 and then jump to verse 12. Okay, yan po yung ating babasahin. I want to encourage everyone to bring your Bibles, okay? Whenever we attend the church, bring your Bibles, okay? Do not just rely on the PowerPoint. Please read it. Buy a Bible. Read it. Okay, value it because it is the Word. Everybody say amen to that. All right. Okay, Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. To 2, it says here, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. Okay, in verse 12, it says here, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. This is the word of the Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, thank you for your word today. Panginoon, dalangin po namin na mangusap kayo sa amin. Buksan mo ang aming mga isipan, ang aming mga puso, nang sa ganun maunawaan namin ang gusto mong sabihin sa iyong kautusan, Lord. Dalangin ko po, Panginoon, na ibigay mo sa amin ang iyong mayamang biyaya. Nang sa ganun, mabuksan ang aming puso at maging, Lord God, malambot ang aming mga puso at tanggapin kung anong sinasabi mo sa amin ngayon. Lord, basagin mo anumang maling paniniwala, maling pag-iisip, Lord. Baguhin mo ang mga maling pamumuhay. Nang sa ganun, Lord, kami makasunod at hindi lang yung lumakad, Lord God, na naayon sa iyong salita. Marami pong salamat sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen. Alright, you may be seated. Okay, alam po natin, no? Just a recap. Again, this is a recap. If we can look at the Ten Commandments, the first four commands talks about the relationship we have with God. Okay, that's why sinabi niya, walang ibang Diyos. Okay, wala tayong ibang sasambahin. Hindi dapat natin ginagamit ang salita ng Diyos ng kung saan-saan lang sa walang kwenta at hindi lang yon i-honor natin or igagalang natin. Okay? Gagawin natin yung pahinga, okay? Yung sabat. Okay? So, naiintindihan natin na this first four talks about our relationship with the Lord. Now, when we understand that, then we can now apply the next six commands pertaining to our relationship with others. But before we go to the 6 to 10, it's very important that we talk about the fifth. Because the relationship that we have with other people, okay, primarily hinges on how we relate with our parents. Ibig sabihin, kung natuturuan tayo or ang magtuturo sa atin kung paano maging maayos ang relasyon natin sa ibang tao, ay magsisimula sa bahay. That's why today we're gonna talk about honor your parents or honoring your father and your mother. Now, I know as we talk about this, not every one of us would like to honor our parents. Some of us would like to do it. Some of us, we are sold out and say, I wanna do that. I agree with that. But some of us, because of our upbringing, because of our family backgrounds, dahil po kung paano tayo pinalaki, may kanya-kanya po tayong pangunawa at kanya-kanyang mga nakaraan. At dahil doon, pag sinabi nating igalang, respetohin, parangalang ating mga magulang, may kanya-kanyang tension. Pero gusto pong sabihin sa atin na ito po'y utos ng Diyos. Ano man ang ating nakaraan, ano man ang ating mga pinagdaanan, ang salita po ng Diyos ay salita niya. Walang po pwedeng kumontra, at hindi lang yon, ang bawat pag-disobey, okay, pagsuway sa utos ng Diyos ay may kalakip na kaparusahan. Pero ang bawat pagsunod sa utos ng Diyos ay merong pagpapala. Sino sa atin dito gustong pagpalain? Come on now, Lord, nakikita mo yung mga kamay na yun. Picturean mo, Lord, okay? Okay, picturean mo yan, ha? Okay? Lahat tayo gusto natin ng pagpapala, di po ba? Pero again, let's talk about this. Honor your parents. Ako po, no? I could say that I was blessed to have a family, to have parents na naging responsable. Okay? Ang aking pong tatay ay napaka workaholic. Hindi po siya nag-abroad, pero para na siya nag-abroad. Kasi hindi ko po siya nakikita. Pag pagsasama-samahin po namin ang oras na ibinigay niya sa amin, napakaliit lang po. Kasi trabaho siya ng trabaho. Nag-asawa po ang tatay ko ng napakabata, and that's why when he grew and started a family, it was really challenging. So he need to work. Not just 8 hours a day, not just 12 hours a day, but 16 hours a day. Imagine that. We don't see him. He provides. However, my father is a typical father because he's a father who has the final say. Pag may sinabi siya, kailangan gawin namin. Walang kukontra at walang pwedeng hindi sumunod. So pag sinabi niya, kailangan sundin namin. Takot kami lahat sa tatay namin. Ganun ba man, kahit siya'y nagpo-provide, merong ding mga bagay-bagay na kanyang kakulangan. Okay? May masasabi ka na hindi tama. And isa siguro na doon is yung tatay ko minsan ay conditional. Ibig sabihin, kapag masaya siya, masaya sa bahay. Okay? Kapag ka nanalo ang kanyang paboritong team sa basketball, okay, hingi mo na ang gusto mong gawin, ibibigay niya yun. Okay? Naalala ko, no? Ang tatay ko po kasi, Ginebra fan. Sino po ba rito nanonood dati ng PBA? O Ginebra fan? Meron po ba rito? Okay, pag nanalo po ang team ni Jaworski, okay, sa inyo, hindi nyo po kilala yun, ano? Naku po, pwede kang magpagabi, okay? Pwede kang magpabili ng gusto mo, okay? Pwede kang hindi magugas ng pinggan, pero pag natalo yun, okay, matulog na kayo na maaga, okay? Maaga pang pasok bukas, okay? Ganun po siya, okay? Ganun pa man, okay? Natutuwa naman kami, dahil kaya paano, again, kahit may mga pagkukulang, naging mabuti siyang ama para sa akin, pinilit niya na mag-provide para sa amin. Ganon din po ang aming nanay na talagang nasa bahay lamang at nag-aaruga sa amin. Pero mula nung siya'y nakakilala kay Lord, okay, nakita po namin ang kanyang pagbabago. Ganon pa man, it takes time. Okay, matagal po bago nangyari. And that's why when I came to know Christ, when I got saved during my first year high school, this is a message that somehow has a tension for me. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. Lord, sigurado ka ba? God, alam mo ba kung ano yung kakulangan ng aking mga magulang? May mga ganun akong tanong. Lord, alam mo ba kung gaano kabias minsan ng aking mga magulang? Lord, alam mo ba kung ano yung bagay na sana ginagawa ng aking mga magulang na hindi niya ginagawa, pero pag tiningnan mo, dapat ginagawa niya? Ganun pa man, sabi na kayang salita, sundin. igalang, respetuhin ang ating mga magulang. Siguro sa bawat isa sa atin dito, nandito ngayon, ang mga iisipin natin, ang mga tanong natin, kailangan ba nating igalang ang isang magulang kung ang magulang natin ay pinabayaan tayo? Kailangan bang igalang ang isang tatay, isang nanay na naging absentee father, absentee parent? Okay? Nandyan siya pero hindi mo maramdaman. Okay? Parang multo, nandyan araw-araw pero hindi ka ginaid, hindi ka prinubaydan, hindi ka minahal, pinabayaan ka, hindi malang sumuporta sa lahat ng mga gusto mo sa buhay. Igagala mo pa ba yung ganong klase ng magulang? Iba naman sa atin, sabihin, paano ko i-honor, respetuhin, bibigyan ng parangal ang isang magulang kung siya ay nag-abuso? Hindi lang verbal abuse, kundi physical abuse or sexual abuse. And how can I honor that kind of parent? But you know what? The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. It says also that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Now let me encourage you. Whatever happens in the past, God is concerned with what you are and who you are today or what's happening in your life right now. We can tell God and say, Lord, are you aware with what happened in my life? God is aware. God loves us so much. Na tayo pa nasa sibid na pupunan, alam na ni Lord ang ating sitwasyon. And some of us will ask, bakit wala siyang ginawa? And I believe God wants to prove himself and wants to reveal himself to us and how loving he is, and that's why you are here today. That's why once again, for some of you, you've heard it a lot of times, but for some of us, you'll be hearing this for the first time, but this word is for you. This word is for each and every one of us. Our destiny hinges on how we respond to the command, and it affects our future. Now when we say honor, honor means respect, honor means esteem, honor means courtesy. So the Bible says, honor your father and your mother. Ibig sabihin nun, igalang natin sila. Parangalan natin sila. Respetuhin natin sila. Okay? Pahalagahan natin sila. At paano natin gagawin yon? Now, before we go to how and say, how should I do that? Or how will I do that? Let's talk about why. Why do we need to honor our parents? Why and how do we honor our parents? Number one, very simple, we honor our parents because God is honored when we honor our parents. That is very simple. When you honor our parents, you honor God. If you are a Christian, and if you receive Christ in your life, and you were redeemed, everybody redeemed, you were forgiven, you received the gift of salvation, you pray to God, and you worship Him, and you repent from your sins. If you experience the love and the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God, then this is for you. Because part of you accepting that gift of salvation is following Him and making Him Lord over your life. And when we honor our parents, we honor God. Kahit gaano po tayo kalakas manalangin, kadami manalangin o magsamba sa Panginoon or karami mag-serve sa church, kung meron pong hindi tama sa puso natin, tuturo po ni Lord John. God will always tell us, my son, my daughter, I want you to honor me by honoring your parents. This is an area in your life that's not yet fully surrendered to me. Colossians chapter 3 verse 20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Everybody say, for this pleases the Lord. When we honor our parents, it pleases the Lord whenever we do that. And it is for our own good. Why? Kasi gusto ni Lord. At sabi diyon, tama, sundin natin ang ating mga magulang. Tama lang na sundin natin ang ating mga magulang. Kahit gaano sila kakulang bilang magulang, kahit may mga bagay na hindi na meet na expectation, kahit minsan isip mo, they're not worthy of honor. Well, the Bible says, honor your parents. It doesn't matter whether they are honorable or not, or worthy to be honored. It doesn't matter because the fact that they are parents, we should honor them. Many parents nowadays seek to be loved by their children more than to be honored. But you know what? That is not right. It's not enough that the parents want their children to love them. The goal is for the children to honor them. Because sometimes, because you want your children to love you, you will do whatever they want. Okay? Sa kagustuhan natin, sa mga magulang nandito ngayon, kagustuhan natin, hindi tayo kamuhian ng ating mga anak at mahalin tayo. Ibibigay natin sa kanila lahat, kahit alam natin hindi tama. Pero hindi dapat ganun. Why? Because wala po sa Bible na nagsasabing, children, love your parents. There's no direct verse that says, children, love your parents. The Bible says, children, obey. Honor your parents. It means, regardless whether they're lovable, honorable, or worthy to be honored, it doesn't matter because the Bible says, honor them. Because when we honor them, we honor God. And that's why, wala po dapat na sinasabing spoiled brats or self-centered or self-absorbed kids. Because the children has to be taught to honor their parents. Nakikita po ba kayo sa mall minsan? O sa supermarket o sa department store na merong bata nagwawala, nagagalit, nagda-tantrums? Pagka ayaw ibili yung gusto nila? Bakit may mga ganon? Kasi minsan, unfortunately, may mga magulang na iba ang kanilang paraan ng pagdidisiplina. Karinig ba kayo minsan na pagka nagalit ang isang magulang, sabihin, hintayin mo ang tatay mo. Karinig ba kayo ng mga ganon? Okay, kaya ikaw naman, naku, yari. Okay. O di kaya naman, lagot ka sa nanay mo. Pero hindi. The children has to be taught to honor their parents. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father. That is the command of God. Whether they are good parents or not, of course, we will balance that later. But we have to revere, we have to respect and honor our parents. Proverbs 1, verse 8. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Makinig. Okay? And again, lahat po tayo rito may magulang. Maaring matanda na tayo, may mga magulang pa rin tayo. Makikinig tayo sa kanila. And ako po, no? As a pastor and as a pastor in the church, I got saved first in the family. Okay, I got saved during my high school. So when I came to know the Lord, I reached out to my siblings and the last was my parents. And my mom is part of the church. And I am her pastor. And come to think of that. You are in a church, you're pastoring a congregation, and your parent, and your mom is there, and your mother-in-law is there. But you know what? When my mom will tell me something, I will listen. Pag pinagalitan niya ako, I will listen. Why? Because I don't have any right to disrespect her. Because I am just a pastor. But before I became a pastor, I am her son. And the Bible says, not forsake your mother's teaching. Do we follow our father's instruction? Do we listen to our mother's teaching? Hindi ba porket yung iba sa ating ibang mga magulang ay naiwanan na sa technology, hindi na nila alam ang mga bagay-bagay? Hindi porket walang Facebook ang ating mga magulang, wala na silang alam sa buhay. Hindi porket nabuhay sila noon at kung anong pamumuhay natin ay ibang-iba, hindi ibig sabihin noon, hindi tayo makikinig sa kanila. The Bible says, do not forsake your mother's teaching. Hear your father's instruction. Again, when we honor our parents, we honor God. Second, God is a turnaround specialist. Why do we honor God and why do we honor our parents even though there are times there are parents who are not worthy of respect? Why do we still honor them? Because God is a turnaround specialist. Ano ibig sabihin nun? Kasi si Lord, kahit anong nakaraan mo, kahit gaano kasama ka, miserable ang iyong buhay pagkabata, kayang baguhin ni Lord. Naniniwala ba kayo doon? Na kahit sasaya mo, pastor, hindi mo alam. Hindi mo alam kung gaano ako minaltrato ng aking ama. Hindi mo alam, pastor, kung gaano kami pinabayaan. Let me tell you. Because God is a turnaround specialist. Gaano man kasama, kadumi, kadilim ng iyong nakaraan, kayang baguhin ni Lord. At darating ang panahon, ikaw magiging magulang. Hindi mo kailangang gawin yung ginawa sa iyo ng iyong mga magulang. Marami mga tao nagsasabi sila, alam mo, pag naging magulang ako, hindi ako tutulad sa tatay ko. Makarili ba kayo ng ganun? Pag naging magulang ako, hindi ko gagayain kung paano ako pinalaki ng tatay ko. Bakit? Walang kwenta yung tatay ko eh. Pero tingnan nyo, pag sila yung naging magulang, ganun din. Bakit? Kasi hindi natin magagawa yun eh. Kung hindi natin hahayaan na si Lord ang gumalaw sa ating buhay at hayaan na kayang salita ang maging final say sa ating pamumuhay, wala pong mangyayari. We honor our parents because God can change our situation. God can redeem our situations. Kapag sinunod mo ang iyong mga magulang, hindi kailangan pagdaanan ng iyong anak kung ang iyong mga pinagdaanan. Why? Because He can turn it around. Deuteronomy 23 verse 5. This is a picture, this is a principle of how God can change a curse into blessing. But the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam. Okay, basically, there's a false prophet who bring curses. But the Bible says, God will not listen to Balaam. Instead, the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loved you. Sisip natin, wala na pastor, hindi na maayos. Pero it can change. How? By starting to honor our parents right now. We honor them. If we will put our life in God's hands and fully trust His word, He will cause us to turn out better. Everybody say, turn out better. Do you believe that God can cause us to turn out better? Naniniwala ba kayo na walang mahirap sa Panginoon? Kahit gaano kasilimuot ang ating buhay, God can cause us to turn out better than we ever thought we could. That is how powerful the God that we serve. We honor our parents because when you do that, we honor God. And we honor our parents because God is a turnaround expert or specialist. Last, God rewards those who honor their parents. Why do we honor our parents in spite of or even if? Because the Lord promises to bless those children who honor their parents. And hindi lang yun, hindi naman lahat tayo may hindi mabuting mga magulang. Maaring karamihan sa atin, generally speaking, we have a good parent. Amen po ba? Maaring hindi naman lahat tayo sabi niya, wala talaga yung mga magulang. At least we can say, a lot of us here, we can say, Lord, thank you for my parent. So you know what? The Bible says, when you honor them, God will reward us. Meron pong kalakip na gantimpala. Pag tayo po igagalang, ang respetuhin natin mga magulang. Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God commanded you. And the Bible says that your days may be long. Sino rito gusto humaba ang buhay? Come on now. Sino gusto humaba ng buhay? Come on now. Hindi lang po sa pagkain ng pansit siya na-achieve. Okay? Sa pag-honor natin sa ating mga magulang, the Bible says that your days may be long, at hindi lang yon, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Hindi lang mahabang buhay, kundi masayang buhay. Kasi pwede ka naman humabang buhay mo, pero miserableng buhay. Okay? Pwede kang, di ba? May mga taong gano'n, parang matanda na pag ginausap mo, alam mo, gisising ako, maabot pa ako 80. Wala namang kwenta itong buhay ko. Alam mo, sobrang regret na lang. Pero sinasabi ni Lord, God wants us to have full life or long life, pero a life that is enjoyable. A life that is exciting. A life that is joyful. Di ba? Parang, wow, thank you, Lord. Yung gising ka sa umaga mo, Lord, salamat. Kasi, gusto ni Lord, hindi lang umabang yung buhay, kundi maging successful ka pa. Yun ang gusto ni Lord. And it will happen. That is the reward. That is the reward of God to those who honor their parents. It will go well with you, the Bible says. That your life will be good, pleasing, happy, successful, cheerful, and content. Maging masaya ka at contento ka sa buhay mo, kapatid. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For what? For this is right. Honor your father and your mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Again, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Sabi, obey. Now, sundin ba natin lahat? Now, the premise of that scripture is that obeying our parents, parents who has best interest in mind, best interest for us in mind. And question is, kailan natin sila hindi susundin? Of course, there are times that we will not honor them. That is the another side. But it's very rare. What I'm saying is, yun yung hindi normal. Kailan natin isusundin natin mga magulang kapag sinasabi nila ay hindi na align sa salita ng Diyos. Pag may ginagawa or pinapagawa sila sa atin na hindi tama, doon we can respectfully disobey. But the question is, when we disobey, when we do not honor them, is it because they're asking us to do something that is not aligned in the Word of God or something that you don't like? If they're saying something, asking us something, telling us something that is right, that is, in a way, we can say, hindi naman masama, dapat natin silang sundin at mahalin. Gawin. And the only exemption is when they are telling us something that is not aligned in the Word of God. Ano yung hindi aligned? The Bible says, Ezekiel 20 verse 16, it says here, verse 18, and I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor keep their rules, nor defile yourselves with their idols. Pag ang mga magulang natin, dinadala tayo sa masama, that's the time that we will not obey them and follow them. But it doesn't mean that you will not honor them. I'm talking about obedience, obeying them. I am the Lord your God, walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my laws. Now, going back, the Bible says honor your parents. Why? Because when you do that, we honor God. And He is a turnaround specialist. And He rewards those who honor their parents. Now, inisip natin, mahirap. Mahirap, tibok tawa mo ba? Sa atin, hindi ganun kadali. But let me encourage you. Let me just encourage you. If Jesus can do that, why can't we? If Jesus, who is God Himself, who is obedient to His earthly parents, why we can't obey and honor them? Luke 2, verse 51 to 22, and He went down with them and came to them. This is Jesus, the life of Jesus. Came to Nazareth when He was 12 years old and was submissive to them. And His mother treasured up all these things in her heart, and He has increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Now think about this for a moment. God is fully man and fully God. And if He can obey His earthly parents, parents who are not perfect, and the last time I checked, none of us is perfect. If Jesus can do that, even though He knows everything, He obeyed His parents. I'm sure His parents are not perfect. I'm sure His parents commit mistakes. But why He listens and submit? Because this is the right thing to do. And if you are a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus, this is something that you should do. And this command is in the basis of the heart of God, because God wants to bless us. God wants to reward us. God wants us to have long life. God wants us to have a life that is enjoyable, a life that is contented, a life that is full of love and joy. And again, if Jesus can do that, why can't we? And now, because we now understand the why, as we close, the question is how. How are we going to honor our parents? Some of you today, that's the big question. How? How should I do that? How do we honor our parents? Number one, respect them. Respect. Address them right. Address them properly. Igalang natin sila. Huwag tayong makipag-usap sa mga magulang natin na para nakikipag-usap tayo sa barkada natin. Tatawag ka ba sa nanay mo ng dude? Hey, dude. How are you, dude? Ganun ba? Pag nakipag-usap tayo sa kanila, ginagalang natin. Kahit gaano na tayo katanda, ginagalang natin sila. Binavalue natin ang sinasabi nila. Bakit? Magulang natin sila eh. Respect them. Wala tayong karapatan na magsabi ng hindi maganda sa kanila. Kahit mali yung ginagawa nila, we tell it to them in a respective manner. Why? Because they are their parents. Respect them. Yung iba sa inyo rito, yung mga magulang nyo, kayo ang nagtutustos. Kayo nagbibigay ng pera. Kayo nagbibigay ng pangluto. Kayo nagbibigay ng pambayad sa kuryente, lahat-lahat. Ibig bang sabihin nun, may karapatan na tayong tratuin silang kung sino-sino lang? Hindi ba porque tayo nagbibigay ng pera, may karapatan tayong alilain sila? Sabihin, ako naman nagbabayad ng kuryente dito ah. Ako naman nagpapakain sa bahay na to ah. No. Respect them. Kahit mahina na sila. Kahit hindi na sila nakakapag-serve sa atin, we respect them because they are our parents. Can you say amen to that? Amen. Respect them. Next, spend time. How do we honor them? Spend time. Yung mga kabataan dito, how do you spend time? By making sure that you are at home. Okay? Huwag tayo puro lagi sa labas lang. Okay? Mag-serve tayo sa ating mga magulang. Tumulong tayo sa gawaing bahay. Makipagkwentuhan tayo. Alamin natin yung nangyayari sa pamilya. Spend time with them. Sa mga may trabaho, kahit gano'n tayo kabisi, kausapin natin ating mga magulang. Kasi in that way, we show our love to them. Can we say amen to that? Sa mga malayo ang bahay, ating mga magulang, tawagan natin. Kamustahin natin, i-text man lang natin. Kapag nga, busy-busy tayo, nakagawa tayo ng ibang bagay, how much more spending time with our families? Spending time with our parents? Kung malayo, tawagan natin. Pero kung nandiyan lang, bigyan natin ng oras. Pagka Pasko, nag-spend time ba tayo? Kapag birthday nila, kapag may mga bagay-bagay na espesyal. Ngayon, Father's Day, sa mga nandito ngayon na wala yung tatay ninyo, tumawag na ba kayo sa kanila? At bumati, Dad, Happy Father's Day. I love you. Gusto ko lang sabihin sa'yo na mahal kita. Gusto ko lang sabihin sa'yo na mahal ka ni Lord. Salamat. Wala ako dito ngayon kundi dahil sa'yo. Alam nyo ba, na dalawang tao lang ang pwede tayo magkaroon ng utang na loob sa nanay at tatay natin. Natin mababayaran yon. Kahit gaano sila kabuti or gaano sila kasama, kung wala sila, wala tayo rito. And that's why you have to honor them. Spend time with them. Love them. You cannot say you love someone without being willing to give up something for them. Sometimes we have to give up our time. We have to give up our pleasure just to spend time with them. Next, serve them. How are we gonna spend time with them? By serving them. Pagsilbihan natin sila. Pinagsisilbihan pa ba natin ating mga magulang? Ipinagluluto pa rin ba natin sila? Dati, sila nagsisilbi sa atin, nagpa-plansya, naghahanda ng almusal, hinahatid tayo. Ngayon, kaya na natin ang sarili natin. Do we serve them? Pinagtitimpla pa ba natin sila ng kape? Or kapag ka nasa bahay tayo, Nay! Asa'y ulam? Ba yan? Gabi na nga, pagod-pagod na nga sa trabaho, uwi pa rito, wala pang sinaing. Is that honoring our parents? No. We serve them. Why? Because when you do that, God will reward you. Guys, I'm not convicting you or putting guilt in you. I'm telling you, this is the word of God. If this is something that you have done in the past, repent, this is not right. Wala tayong karapatan na maltratuin natin mga magulang. We have to respect them. We have to serve, spend time, respect. And last thing, how do we honor our parents? By forgiving them. There are things that they have done that we do not totally agree. But you know what? How do we honor them? By saying, Ma, I forgive you. Pa, I forgive you. Marami kang ginawa na parang yung mga ginawa mo, decision mo, parang huling-huli ako sa listahan para mag-benefit. But nonetheless, I forgive you. Marami kang ginawa na parang KJ ka sa akin. Lakas mo maka-KJ. Ang lakas mo tayo makabasag ng trip. Pero I forgive you. I may not understand, but you know what? Let me tell you. I'm sure for those parents who are here today, you did something that your children totally disagree. But you know in your heart you did that because you know at that time that's the right thing to do. And you can tell your children, yung anak, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, babalikan mo ako at kailangan ko mag-sorry sa'yo dahil ginawa ko to. Pero gusto ko lang sabihin sa'yo that during that time, I made that decision because I knew that's the right thing to do. And for you children, for us na anak na nito ngayon, you have to understand, why do we forgive them? Because we say, Lord, I know that they made that decision because they are thinking about me. They think that's the right thing to do. But for us, or for others who were maltreated, abused, abandoned, you know how you're going to honor your parents? Forgive them. And tell them, Lord, it hurts. But I want to honor them. I want to forgive them. Forgiveness is powerful. It will change your life. It will change the way we live our life. Amen? And when you cannot forgive, the last verse I'm going to share, and after this I will end. If you're here today, you're saying, it's hard for me to forgive. Pastor, you don't understand what you're saying. I cannot do that. Napakasakit ang ginawa sa akin ng aking magulang, aking tatay, aking nanay. Still, you can't forgive. I hope this scripture will encourage you. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. This is who we are. This is who we are before we met Christ. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Wala tayong karapatang patawarin. Wala tayong karapatan makakuha ng second chance. Wala tayong karapatan para mapunta sa church na to, mag-serve, o maging part ng local church, ng church community. Pero dahil sa kabutihan ng Diyos, sa pagmamahal niya, dahil sa mayamang biyaya na meron para sa atin, the Bible says, just is the right time. While we are still powerless, while we're still useless, napapariwala, namatay si Lord sa atin. Very rarely, will anyone die for a righteous person? Though, for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. Sino sa atin dito handang mamatay, ibigay ang buhay natin sa isang tao? Kahit gaano kabait yung taong yan, mag-iisip ka. Ibigay ko bang buhay ko sa kanya? Very rare. But you know what? Verse 8, but God demonstrate His love for us in this. While we're still sinners, Christ died for us. And that's why we can forgive. That's why we can honor them. That's why we can respect them. And that's why we can follow. Amen? Honoring our parents pleases God. And it opens a blessing in our lives today. Let's bow our heads and pray. Let's bow our heads and pray. Let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Once again, for reminding us, this word is for me. Everybody say, close your eyes, bow your heads. Tell to God, Lord, your word is for me. Your word is living and active, sharper than double-edged sword. Thank you, God, for speaking to me today. Thank you, Lord, that God, your word is powerful. And today, I want to respond, Lord. Thank you that indeed, Lord, your word was given to me so that I will experience more of your grace and your love. That you want me, Lord, to honor my parents so that I can enjoy life, that I can have long life. Not just long life, Lord, but satisfying life, successful life. Lord, contented life, satisfying, Lord. Thank you. As every eye closed and every head bow, I want to pray for you right now. If you're here today, you know you need to repent and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I did not honor my parents. Or there are things that I have done, Lord, that are not in a way honorable. God, today I'm sorry. I repent. And if that is you, I want you to pray today. You don't have to raise up your hand. I want you to pray with all of your heart and say, God, I repent. God, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Lord, I want to do what is right today. I want to obey my parents, Lord, because they is right. I want to respect them and honor them. Tell to God today, God, I'm sorry, I repent. But right now, Lord God, I want to respect them. I want to spend time with them. I want to love them, Lord, and serve them. And forgive them, Lord, if there are things that they have done to me. Lord, I bless your people today. I pray that even right now, release your forgiveness on them. That they will not live in condemnation, Lord. but they will live with conviction, Lord, that they will start to do what is right, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's every eye closed and every head bow. Another thing that I want to pray. If you're here today, there are things that your parents did to you that are very hurtful, probably unforgivable. But today you want to decide and make decision and say, Lord, I forgive. If that is you, pray to God today and say, Lord, I forgive my parents. And as you forgive your mom and your dad, sabihin mo kay Lord kung anong dahilan o anong ginawa nila. Sabihin mo, Lord, pinapatawag ko ang nanay ko sa paggawa nila sa akin ng ganito. Lord, pinapatawag ko ang tatay ko dahil nagawa nila to sa akin. Come on, if you're that person, you were hurt, and your parents did something to you, but today you want to forgive them. Say, Lord, I forgive them. Lord, alisin mo tong bigat sa puso ko. Alisin mo tong burden, Lord. Ayokong bitbitin ito. Ayokong ipasa to sa aking mga anak. But Lord, today, I'm making a decision to forgive them. Thank you, Lord. Lord, release forgiveness today. Refresh them, Lord. Thank you, God, because even right now, Lord, as they forgive, you are doing something, God, in their hearts. Thank you, Lord. I bless you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.